Blog Talk Radio. Leslie Federici. I'm so sorry, everybody, but it's Leslie Federici and
Richard Cooper. How are you, everybody? Welcome to. We're here.
But somebody else is here on Walk on the Well Side. Who is that?
Heidi Whelan.
Oh my God, Heidi!
You didn't think I was going to let you guys off the hook.
No,
we
knew you were
worried. We were so worried. I was about to say, well, Heidi's an incognito. She couldn't make it tonight, but we'll have her on another time. And lo and
I
behold.
I wouldn't do that to you guys. I wouldn't do that to you guys.
Well, we're thrilled to have you on the show. We knew you were going to be here, Heidi, actually. She's joking.
you left us breathless to the last minute, you rascal, you.
Oh, I miss you guys too much.
It's all good.
Not a problem. Listen, for anybody that's listening to us, you're crazy. No, I'm only kidding. Anyone that's listening to us,
yes, they are.
Call it. This is the call-in number. Blah, 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 blah. It's 917-932-1766. So if you want to call in and ask a question while we talk, but you know what? We have so much fun. And Heidi, how awesome for you to be on our call.
Yes. We're so thrilled.
It's a pleasure to be here with you both. Yes, it's been too long since I actually spoke to the both of you.
That's all right.
It was time.
And Heidi, we're still crazy and live as ever.
Well, that's awesome because great minds think alike, and I think that's why I have had a wonderful friendship with the both of you for almost 15 years now. And
Oh my goodness.
15
yeah,
years
I remember.
No.
Oh,
I remember.
My goodness.
Yeah, we
You're
go way back.
Me.
Yeah, oh, that's right, Heidi, because it was like, what, 2009? Or when was it? It was back in...
I thought it was maybe like 2000, maybe 2002, or maybe 2003 or 4. So
it was around.
No, it had to be a little later because Rich and I hooked up, I think, in 2000.
Oh, I met Leslie. I met Leslie in 2005. Was it 5?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
4 or 5.
All right.
Because Barnett had just taken over in 4, right?
But it feels like 15 years. Yay!
No! Heidi. So listen, Heidi, this is what we want to do. These 30 minutes now, because we're having so much fun.
We want to
talk about drugs, pharmaceuticals.
Ooh. I know people that are listening to this show right now are probably going, that might like drugs. I go, ooh, what's this?
Well, you know, it's a timely discussion, right? Because of all the opioid usage going on out there. And you have a strong background in pharmaceuticals, correct?
Yes, I do. I was a certified pharmaceutical technician for a few years, and it was during that time that I hooked up with you and Richard, and it was after being in the pharmaceutical industry that I turned my interest more into a homeopathic natural approach to health and nutrition, weight loss, and that is what led me to you and Richard, and I have been able to share much of my knowledge, and I have four great, amazing children, and although they're all grown up, I taught them, when you share, you have more. And when we share our knowledge, especially when it comes to our health and nutrition and helping each other live longer, healthier lives, that is priceless. And that is something that is very important, and we each as individuals have a success story. And it's that personal success that we are able to share with others, and in so doing, empower them to do the same, to have their own success story, to be able to have the lifestyle that they would like to live.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, Heidi,
so
when you said that, sharing is caring. That's what I thought of.
Yes,
sharing is caring.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Heidi, what was the catalyst for you to make the change? Because something has had to have triggered or stimulated a new direction in your own health. So what was that?
It was two factors. I wanted to become a part of the pharmaceutical industry to help people get better, to help, you know, in terms of wellness. Being in that industry, I began to see people who did not share the same passion that I did in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what led me to migrate more into the health and nutritional in product industry, as well as, you know, weight loss solutions, how to eat properly, have a proper diet that coincides with those health and nutrition needs, and to just simply move forward with a game plan. So whatever obstacles that you are faced with in achieving your health goals, that there are educators like us out there to help people make that happen. And if we don't have all the answers, then there are other medical professionals who do.
So it was just a different philosophy with the, which I can imagine, with the pharmaceutical industry versus, you know, a holistic approach.
Yes. And don't get me wrong. The technology that we have out today, in addition to there's always new medications being introduced onto the market. There are still people who need those in order to live.
Right.
But there are also people who may not be able to use pharmaceutical medications, or maybe they have reactions that are so bad, or they have reactions that they prefer not to deal with, that there are alternatives out there. That perhaps a more natural product, or like I said, like a health nutritional product that's customized to be specifically for you, so that it can help curb the symptoms or whatever it is that you need to take it for without suffering the side effects.
Yeah. I mean, medications have their place, that's for sure. Have you been following or know about, there seems to be a lot of buzz lately about prebiotics as opposed to probiotics. It's pre. Have you heard anything?
No, I haven't. No, not lately.
I have actually.
Yeah.
That deals a lot with, Leslie, you know about it, right? Or have you heard about it?
Oh, yeah.
You know about it.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know about it. Yeah, of course you know about it.
Watch. When Leslie starts to explain it, I'll think of the journal that I read it in. Watch.
Well, the gut, the stomach, they're discovering now I love medical science. They're discovering now that there is a definite connection between the gut, what happens in the gut and the intestines, and what you think in your brain. And it's causing people to have cravings, which is caused by the bad flora, which is overrunning the good flora. And the good flora is lacking because of the foods that we eat. And it's truly very interesting, and truly food is absolutely medicine. So there's a whole range of foods to eat that builds the good flora, and this is where the prebiotics come in, so that you eat enough of these good foods that create flora, the good flora, to counteract the bad flora that is creating havoc in your body and making you eat odd things. It triggers a craving
yeah.
center in the brain.
Yeah,
Rosie, you know
I
about
do remember.
That.
What?
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead,
Hello?
Heidi. Now it's the floor.
No.
The floor is yours.
I do remember. I did read about that. However, I do not remember I do not remember it being coined as prebiotics, but I do remember reading something about that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. What were you going to say, Rich?
Go ahead, Rich.
Huh?
Rich,
no,
you were going to say something.
Leslie was joking when she said, but I love, there was a funny commercial. We'll talk about it later. But I actually read that 70% of the immune system exists in the colon. And,
yeah.
you know, that makes perfect sense, too, because I have found out during extreme times of, like, stress, most
yeah.
of it's, you know, self-imposed stress, that I actually will get sicker. And
yeah.
my appetite
yeah.
would significantly
yeah.
change, and my whole digestion would change. But when I, of course, reduce the stress and increase the, you know, the, what do they call it, Leslie, lacto something, whatever it is called, that you put in so you could feed the good bacteria in your colon. I did notice that not only digestion improved, but also I noticed a lot of different things improved from a health perspective.
That's
wonderful.
Yeah, and then medicines, believe it or not, certain medicines will kill it. Like you with antibiotics, certain antibiotics like certain antibiotics will kill off. It kills every bacteria. It doesn't discriminate.
Yeah.
It just kills off every single piece of bacteria that's in your stomach, in your body, too.
I just think it's fascinating that we already know how powerful the mind is, and we already know, you know, there's a whole school of thought about the heart communicating with the brain on a certain level of wavelengths and things like that as one thing that goes on in the body. And now, you know, how meditation and things like that, hypnosis and all of that, can also shift your mindset. So, you know, you really can shift your attitudes and states of mind by using these disciplines. And now it's interesting that there's even more research coming out about the intestines and how they can signal certain things to the brain. I think that's fascinating, you know? So you have this multi-circuit system. Oh, my God, how do you keep up with it all? You
yes,
know?
And it just keeps getting better and better with the more that we learn, the more that helps us in maintaining our own health.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to emphasize, that just as Richard brought out, the importance of food. Yes, I mentioned the importance of a good diet.
Yeah.
My youngest is planning on going to college for agriculture. And
oh, wow.
Because of our one of our passionate interests is gardening. So, of course,
mm-hmm.
now every year we make sure we plant certain vegetables. We have certain herbs. The closer to the ground, the better with any
yes.
kind of food. If
that's right.
That is key. I cannot emphasize that enough.
What
There's
do you mean, the closer
like,
to the ground?
the closer to the ground in terms of vegetables and food and being natural, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, that's an expression that agriculturists have. The closer to the ground, in other words, food that comes out of the ground is better for you. That's
pretty much
the meaning behind it.
So, and you know what? That ties into Heidi, then maybe you have seen the movie, either one of them, The China Study, The Plant Purination, What the Health, one of them. What you're saying, it lines up exactly with that whole philosophy. It is about what comes out of the ground, because I learned that more than a few years back. And so after watching this movie called Plant Pure Nation and then also What the Health and stuff like that, I learned, now I've been doing a majority of a plant-based diet of plants that come directly from the ground, or foods that come directly from the ground, a lot more now than I ever have before in my life. And it's interesting, too, the part that you said, I wish we were neighbors, because I would have been planting with you guys. I love food fresh right from out of the ground. That's when it's the best. Absolutely.
And that's also when you are able to take advantage of the nutrients within them the most, because there are some vegetables that you just want to steam. There are some vegetables that might taste better raw. For example, broccoli can taste very good if you steam it with light butter, with just light butter, or maybe a little bit of spice to keep, not to smother it, but sprinkle a little bit of salt on it. But actually, I like it just as well if you just chop it up and you put it in a dip, like a potato chip dip or something, whether it be mm-hmm. ranch dressing or something, in like a party platter. There are many ways that you can take advantage of the vegetables that we have, and at the same time emphasizing the importance of keeping the farms that we have in business. I cannot emphasize that enough, because
we need
the farms.
Yes.
Although it's important for everyone to have a good place to live, it's also important that we have farms to feed us. And that's one of the reasons why that I am so supportive of my daughter. She and I've learned so much from her. Like Richard, I mean, I find myself just, the knowledge base that I have has gone threefold already from what I've learned from her in planting things and how to take care of plants, especially mm-hmm. vegetables, gardening, and knowing what zone that you're in. So when you're ordering things from a catalog, you know what zone you're in, so you know that they're going to not have a problem with the temperatures and such. So there, it's a science in itself, but if you keep it simple, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a learning process. There are some things I have planted that have not done so well, and there are other things that have done beautifully. So, and that's really part of the fun of it. And a lot of it depends also upon the soil that you're working with. But nevertheless, there's always the simple herbs and vegetables, the simple ones that you can pretty much plant almost anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
Heidi, I had no idea. I had no idea you were such a so much into, because of your daughter, I know, but I think that's remarkable that you're just soaking up like a sponge. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, you could teach a lot of people about that.
Yes, I could. And we've also taken on canning and preserving.
Ooh.
One of the what we had done was when we went to a peach orchard, I believe in August, and we went to Peach Orchard. We picked some great peaches, and the first thing we did when we came home, we peeled them, and there are canning recipes that we had found, and we We hadn't done it before, and the peaches came out delicious. We were able to can some, and we were able to like test a jar or two to see how things taste. We didn't put them in the syrup. The solution that we used was just water, honey, a little bit of sugar, and maybe if we wanted to flavor it with a little bit, it was a tea, like a tea bag, if we wanted to add some flavor to it. And it came out wonderful. And that's another thing that we have also tried to encourage other people to do too. Then this way during wintertime when certain fruits are out of season, you have them already. They're already preserved if you can them correctly. And all you have to do is pop the lid and you're in your happy place.
Pop the lid, baby.
That's a nice healthy lid to pop, that's for sure. You know what? That's interesting you said that too, Heidi, about the canning, because I grew up I'm from up north as well. So I grew up originally in Pennsylvania, and my great auntie would take us every single summer to, more than once a summer, but she would take us out to these relatives that we knew that had farm. And when you talked about earlier about the farms, how it's important for us to keep our farmland, I just remember vividly that going there, it was just so, the air was so clean, it was so fresh, the land was beautiful, the food was simply phenomenal because it wasn't GMO food, and it was, and they just had a farm, and they had all kinds of cattle. They had chicken, they had hogs, pigs, whatever, cows, and I just remember that the breakfast, oh my goodness, breakfast and home home eating at home cooked dinners on a farm, oh my goodness, it's incredible.
The orchards like around here, they always have a country store with a bakery to dine.
Oh my goodness. So you would say something like that at this time of the evening too. But you know what? I do vividly recall, and Heidi, this is touching back on what you said earlier about what comes from the ground is the best thing for you. I remember when I was in New Mexico for a little while, and I met this couple, and the woman's husband was a farmer, and he had this big plot of land, and he told me he never used pesticides. He didn't use any. At that time, I didn't hear too much about GMOs because I didn't really know what they were. I mean, actually, I never heard about them. And I just remember his farmland looked amazing. It was just a very simple farm. He was growing different vegetables on it, and he was growing watermelon. And I was like, he said, you know, the reason why I don't have any bugs and I don't use pesticides? I said, why? He had all outside, it was a big square of land. And on the outside of it, it was surrounded by weeds. But there were no weeds in the garden, you know?
Oh, wow.
And he said that they let the weeds purposely grow on the outside. This is what he told me. He said, because the pests will eat those first. And for some reason, it was like a natural barrier to keep them. And,
oh,
and
that's
he,
interesting.
Yes, and then he took those orange watermelons? Pardon me, a little choked up there. Little orange, because it was so good. It was an orange-striped watermelon. And it looked like a pumpkin, but it was watermelon. And he popped one of those puppies right off the vine on the grind, pulled out this knife. He was carrying a mini butcher knife. Slapped off a couple of chunks, handed one to me and one to my buddy that was there and himself. And when I tell you, I have had watermelon before, but eating it straight from the ground right off the vine was completely a whole different experience. I had the same thing happen with tomatoes. The same thing happened with cucumbers. The same thing happened with you name it. So I totally get that, Heidi. Totally get that.
Yes. And I think that started, actually, that seed was planted within me when I was a child, because my mother had a small garden in the backyard, mainly tomatoes. And during around the month of September, we would gather the tomatoes, and she would make our family recipe of homemade spaghetti gravy.
Mm.
And It was delicious. So it was a lot, but you know what? You would put it in containers and put it in the freezer. Mm-hmm. So if there was an evening where we weren't quite sure what we wanted to have to eat or if we wanted to keep our meal simple, all she had to do was to take that out, let it thaw, or warm it up in a pot, cook up the pasta, maybe with some garlic bread on the side, and maybe toss in a few meatballs if we were, you know, if we wanted to have that with it. And we were set. So it worked out beautifully. So it was fresh, and then we would just put it right in the freezer.
So, wow.
And that's doing things like that can help you, because I know in with our schedules the way that they are, there is a way to eat healthy. It's
absolutely.
Just you have to make the time to do that so you continue to eat healthy. If you don't, that's when things can creep up on you. And doing those things such as helping my mother with, you know, a couple bucket loads of tomatoes, making that spaghetti sauce, just putting it in the freezer so we know it's there. It might take a little extra time, but you know what? It's worth it in the long run. It really is.
Are you still making it right now? Because Leslie's out there in your area, and I might have to make a special trip, and we might just have to come over there. Because that sounded delicious just to hear. I love stuff like that, homemade ideas like that. That sounds delicious.
Leslie's not too far from me either. I don't think she is.
If I remember correctly, you're where in Upper New Jersey? No.
I'm now in Toms River, but that would not stop me from coming up with a pot for you, Leslie. And if Rich wants to come on over,
Tom's
he's always
River.
Welcome.
Yeah, my mother used to live in Toms River, so I know where that is. Absolutely.
Yes, it's not quite the same as Washington where I used to live, because I was living in the mountains back then. But I'm back in Toms River.
Washington
to be a little
State
closer.
Or Washington? What was that? Washington State you were?
No, Washington, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is Washington State or Washington, New Jersey? So Washington, New Jersey. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's in like
so
the,
you're
that's
not very
in
far. You're only a couple hours away, a few hours away. So look, what time it is. We've got 2 minutes left. Oh, my God.
It always flies by. Yeah, it always flies by when we're on the show. We may increase it later on down in the future. But,
yeah.
I mean, Heidi, I mean, you know, just.
Hi.
Heidi, I know. It's finally. And just so as an FYI, Heidi, we do the shows are archived. So you are more than welcome to, once the show's done, it automatically saves them, and then you'll have the link. We can send you the link, and then you can just feel free to listen to it as often as you want and share with anyone that you want that you were interviewed on a Blog Talk Radio show.
Yes. So I think real quick for me out of this conversation is food is medicine, you know, and the drugs have their place, but they're not the way to direct your life health-wise. I mean, they have their purpose depending on what the situation is, but, you know.
Exactly.
Food is really, and I'm getting more of an appreciation for that. I should know that by now better, but, oh, my gosh, this prebiotic discussion is really, really interesting about the intestinal tract, so I'm going to look into more of that.
Yes, it is.
Very, very.
Yes.
So what are some parting
words?
Because we got 1 minute left, guys. Oh, my God.
Well,
it goes so fast.
Yeah, Heidi, the floor is yours. We got we literally have one moment. So feel free to wrap. Did you want to give anybody any advice out there, or go ahead?
No, all I wanted to say is that don't be afraid to consider health and nutritional products, attending health awareness programs, weight loss programs, whether locally or through other colleagues such as ourselves, that may help them. It's never too late, no matter how old you are, no matter what stage of life you're in, it's never too late to make a change for the better for yourself. Mm. And
right,
there are people like ourselves who have the knowledge to share and have the resources to pass on to you should you need to make that change.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well,
thanks, Heidi.
Well, we are a great show.
It was great to be on with you guys. Thank you.
And we thank you for being our guest.
Oh yes. Thank you.
Until our next show.
Yes. Yes.
Stay in touch,
have a good night, everybody.
Have a good night, everyone.
All right.
Okay. I will. Okay. Bye-bye.